The AI music space is currently in utter chaos, a dizzying mixture of massive growth and major legal battles. The key takeaway is that this trend isn't slowing down, but it is being aggressively tracked, regulated, and sometimes banned by every major platform out there. To start with scale, AI music generators are exploding, with platforms like Suno already reporting astronomical user numbers and generating serious revenue. This intense growth has created a clear conflict between creators who want to experiment and express themselves, and exploiters who simply want easy money by mass-producing low-effort AI slop. The industry response has been varied. Some platforms, like Bandcamp, have taken the hardest line, outright banning music that is substantially AI-generated or involves artist impersonation. Meanwhile, others, such as Deezer, are opting for detection systems to flag and limit spam uploads, recognizing the scale of the problem. Spotify's approach is perhaps the most controversial. Instead of banning it, they are trying to monetize it through licensed deals with major record labels like Universal Music. Their plan involves allowing fans to create AI-generated covers and remixes of existing songs, meaning artists opt in. But this opens the possibility of remix slop one song potentially spawning thousands of versions, which could overwhelm platforms and leave no room for newer, unrepresented artists. This entire landscape is being governed by massive legal risk. We are seeing big record labels Universal, Warner, and Sony all suing AI generators because they trained their models on copyrighted music without permission. The resulting settlements and licensing agreements are fundamentally reshaping the technology. For instance, Universal Music has partnered with Udio to build systems like Starstruck. This platform allows users to create different modes of AI-enhanced content cover mode, remix mode, etc. But crucially, the generated songs are owned by the record label itself, meaning the user is essentially paying for a controlled experience inside the label's sandbox. The legal battle continues in real time, with some labels still actively suing and others working to consolidate control over their catalogs. The core question that will define the future of this industry remains: can AI companies legally train on existing copyrighted music under fair use? A ruling here could either send the entire market into an explosion or cause it to drastically change overnight. In short, AI music is no longer a niche curiosity. It's a multi-billion dollar force that has dragged major global industries and legal entities into its path. This means that while the technology gets exponentially better, the battle over who controls the source material and therefore who owns the money is far from over.